side that, who does a combination of installation and performative work, is, I don't know if you pronounce her first name Rai or Ri. I think it might be Ri. Rie Nakajima. Ri Nakajima. She's from Japan, but she's based in Europe. And I've only seen her work on video, but I absolutely love it. She makes these fragile sculptures that make quiet sounds, and they're so fragile that they can break, and they're sort of connected to the elements around them in that way. They're hard to explain, but you can check her out online. But as far as where to find sound art, I suppose you can, it depends on what you want to define that as. I mean, there's certainly, as we've talked about, there's all the stuff that seems to get pulled under this umbrella. So, kind of too general a question to answer.
Yeah, I think we've given, I think throughout the whole interview, we've given people a lot.
Hey, we're the Rain and Rainbows!
And you're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM Acre.
Historical Society was established in 2009. Our mission is to collect, study, interpret, and preserve the history of the town of Caro, New York, for the educational and cultural enrichment of present and future generations. We love to bring history alive through our programming, such as our Hometown Heroes banner program, our State of the Union dinners, our Victorian teas. Each teach history while having fun. Members receive absolutely free our quarterly journal, the Caro Herald, which is jam-packed with historical articles, pictures, and society news. Everyone, however, can access the Caro Historical Society's Facebook page, which is a treasure trove of Caro history and memories. It's easy to become part of our historical family. Call Sylvia at 518-821-3852 or email the Caro Historical Society at carohistsociety@yahoo.com.
You have the already global networks. So my argument is very simple. the present media is too large and wasteful. From now on, we should think about the more smaller media to diverse our culture and community. I have different idea on airwave. Airwave belongs to the every people, everybody, not to the states or a government. Okay, I will make the transmitter now.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Andy Warhol Foundation for the Visual Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program, administered in Greene County by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hoover Foundation, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXC's sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support to Wave Farm's radio station, WGXC 90.7 FM. Thank you.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Emily Shemitis of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
You are listening to Transmission Arts Programming on WGXC 90.7 FM. Grabbable, handleable, listener-supported radio for Greene and Columbia counties.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Nora E. Edelman of Athens, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
WGXC has a new call-in number for anyone to leave a 3-minute message that we will play back on the air. Listeners can leave as many 3-minute audio letters to the editor at 518-212-7509 as they want, and WGXC will let your voice be heard on the local airwaves. The number again to call in and record a 3-minute message that will be played back on 90.7 FM is 518-212-7509.
WGXC believes in creative use of the airwaves. WGXC is a program division of the nonprofit arts organization Wave Farm, based in Acre, New York. We are the only station in the country to dedicate significant airtime to radio as an artistic medium. Tune in to transmission art and experimental sound programming overnight and on Saturdays, and hear artists from all over the world who sculpt and compose with the airwaves.
Wave Farm respectfully and humbly acknowledges the past, present, and future Indigenous peoples on whose ancestral lands Wave Farm and WGXC operate and broadcast. The Mohicans name themselves the people of the waters that are never still following their arrival along the Great Ebb Tide River, also known as the Hudson. The Mohicans stewarded this land over many generations and in dynamic communication and interaction with diverse Indigenous peoples, including the Haudenosaunee Mohawk and the Munsee Lenape. Mohican descendants today live in communities in Ontario, Wisconsin, and Oklahoma. For more information on Mohican history and the contemporary community of the Stockbridge-Munsee Band of Mohican Indians, please visit mohican.com.
You are tuned to 90.7 FM, WGXC. Hands-on, listener-supported radio for Greene and Columbia counties.
Lights, this is it. We'll hit the heights, and oh, what heights we'll hit! Next, we tune in the latest episode of the I Have Seen Niagara radio theater show from G. Lucas Crane and Rick Royer. The show airs Saturday mornings on the WGXC Morning Show between 9 and 10 a.m. and every early Wednesday night just after midnight.
Hello, everybody. Hello, everybody on the other side. Thank you.
Operation Midnight Fog. This is Bug Child, code name Bug Child. Message to the Sunflower Team. I've been to the other side. I have returned, not because I wanted to, but because it is imperative that I reach you to tell you all how wonderful it is here. If anyone is feeling reluctant to cross over, do not be afraid. It's everything that the brochure tells us and more. The water shapes a house at the end of the bed. It's magic. Shrank my gout. Now I can hold money again. You should see my whistle and how clean I keep. I dip in the space bubble here where there are no urns or tombstones because everyone is alive. Alive in a psychedelic world, the color of dominoes, the odor of a good spouse, see skies of dragons, hear four mounds of dirt. What more core? The Book of Nerves plowed by angels, and we even got a vitamin shop run by guys named Lanny. I do not feel guilty about sacrificing the innocent to access this dimension. We're all here together, prancing and laughing and whacking off together. Nobody misses loved ones. Our family is now the plants, animals, and food. Mother in the spinach. Daddy the lamb. First man to ride the lightning. No, wait. I see a shadow. I've been found. Please, no. Not the pig dog man who was once a pig dog baby then grew to a shadow. Here to drag it back. I told him what you told me to. I told him it was good. I told him about the spinach. The whannies. I don't know. There are certain eyes. He comes and does. The tablet. The phone rings. See me looking from the door to reflect you. Have you? Did you see them? I told him what you told me to.
And that's where the tape ends. Gives me the chills every time I listen to it. Look. I don't ask a lot of questions here at my job, at the Ransomville Outdoor Flea Market and Auction House. I'm given a box of envelopes, I fold the envelopes, I put the envelopes in a folder, and I put the folders in a box. I do my job, and I go home. But when a box was accidentally delivered to my barn office that was full of flyers for missing men, women, and children, with this cassette tape taped to the bottom of the box, I knew something was fishy. Sure, I've seen a number of warning signs since I've been here. The crates of tie-dyed shirts, the drawers of fake beards, the trundle beds, full of unlicensed temporary Grateful Dead bear tattoos. But now it's all falling into place. See, the people I work for are Isidorians, the largest psychic spiritualist sect of water farmers this side of the Mississippi. They believe in the Christhood of Saint Isidore, the patron saint of farmers, and they make their living from selling handcrafted hummingbird feeders and experimental mind-altering drugs. They are the ones who are behind the sunflower cult. And they're just dressing up as deadheads when they pull off nefarious operations to throw everyone off, to get everyone to hate the hippies and to rise up against them and take them out of power. Water farmers have been jockeying for dominion over the Eastern Ley Line Power Corridor for centuries, and their next move, I'm afraid, could have global ramifications. And because of what I may have uncovered, I feel like my life is in danger. I hope this recording falls into the right hands before the Imidorians realize that there is a mole in the flea. Wait. Did I say Imidorians? I meant Isidorians. My mind. It feels so open. Not just my mind, but the thing my mind is in. The skull. Split forehead so open wide you could fit a hoagie through it. A whole body through it, even. Whoa. Dizzy. What? Between the slats of the barn walls, a mist. It seeps in. I hear them. Them. They are coming. The Isidorians. The Imidorians. The Imidors. Imidor. No. Imidor. No. Imidor. Imidor.
The rest of the tape is just someone singing show tunes that was taped over.
You think this has anything to do with all them peoples that's gone missing?
Not a chance. Don't make anything of it. Just sounds like one of them punk rockster's pranks, and I'm not going to be on the tits end of no goddamn caper. And anyway, we've got bigger things to worry about. A semi-truck carrying a bunch of bins full of pumpkins just jackknifed on the 190. It's Halloween all over the highway. The only thing we could find of the driver so far was his tube eyes. They were wide open with a look of fear. Just to be on the safe side, I want you to take that cassette tape down to the firing hole and put a few rounds in it. Can't let it come back to bite us right in the asshole. And by the way, on your way out, tell them to hold my calls. I'll be in here with the lights off, trying to do my ABCs in the dark.
Okay, bye.
A. B. C.
Do you read me? Loud and clear. This is Dub Revolution. Music to rock the nation. Thank you.
Most radio shows don't come with a demonstration. But most radio shows aren't Radio Wonderland.
Greatest hits.
Right, so then I take more pieces of live radio, slice them, fit them into the groove, and then in a few minutes you get something like...
In LA, some restrictions apply.
It's radio made completely out of radio. I'm Joshua, but you just call me Radio Wonderland.
10:30 a.m. Saturday mornings till 11.
Some restrictions apply.
Make the air run so high.
You want to see a man go up to the room to go check Mr. Penaya. And I'm inside some people and cheers Rasta. And I'm going to cheers to Aya.
Sewa, Rasta, Stefa, Babylon and Soja at war. A soldier man passed through Jonestown. He go smoke Little Island. Babylon raid the scene and wipe out a soldier man clean. Every man leave the scene. With them short back full of wind. Except the soldier man who was the victim. Observe the military war. For the seed of corruption be a bitter fruit. And that the truth is that we will continue. Driven of men who is not governed by the spirit of Jah will not bear much fruit. Confusion in the city, corruption and iniquity. Police are shooting soldiers. Soja a shoot down police. Calling our Rasta man for the fulfillment is at hand. War in the ghetto. War in the army. War in the country. War in the city. War in a South Africa. War in a Rhodesia. Calling our Rasta man for the fulfillment of the time. For the seed of corruption be a piece of fruit. And that's the truth. Children of men who is not governed by the spirit of Jah will not bear much fruit. Confusion in the city, corruption and iniquity. A shoot down soldier. Soldier a shoot down police. A soldier man passed through Jonestown. He got smoke with the eye. Babylon raid the scene and wipe out the soldier man team. War in the ghetto, war in the army, war in the young chief, war in the city, war in a South Africa, war in a Rhodesia.
Hi, folks. Before we begin taping today, I'd like to introduce you to Mr. Peter Jenks of the Federal Communications Commission. Okay?
Thank you, Mr. Barris. I don't know if any of you are aware of this, but it's a federal offense to make lascivious remarks on a television network broadcast. The penalty for this disgusting behavior is 1 year in prison or $10,000 fine or both. Anyone making a sick, subversive remark tonight will be arrested immediately. I then will personally escort the offender to federal prison for booking under edict number 364 of the Broadcasting Act of 1963. And it's a long drive to that prison, baby. Just you and me. No witnesses.
Okay, have fun, everybody. All right.
For some reason or another, you sound a little taller on radio.
Someone you see. Now to absorb some local color through the magic of AM radio.
The Book of Revelations tells us to watch for the seven signs of evil.
Wait, sign of evil number 4.
Continuing our sign of evil countdown, here's Vanessa Williams.
Your Volkswagen thing from across the street while I was getting a rhubarb smoothie. Oh yeah, these smoothies are great. They're loaded with important phytochemicals to combat the free radicals floating around in your body, causing you to make bad decisions, like buying that Volkswagen thing. Oh, good burn, man. You seem really cool. Yeah, I guess you could say I've been dulling the cutting edge for years. So I was wondering if you could tell me where the raddest swimming spots are. Me and my girlfriend Olestra burning up in this man-made heat dome. All right, man. Yeah, me and my girlfriend Topiary, we're just gonna head over there. Oh, snap, my man. What are the GPs? That's like a way of saying GPS without really saying it. Well, we could tell you the DDs, but then we would have to kill you. Oh, hilarious, Pierce Brosnan. No, seriously, we would stuff you in the trunk of our 1968 Toyota Land Cruiser, and you would probably suffocate, and then you would be unable to swim. Massive bummer. Well, would you have the 411 on a poorly ventilated pavilion with a band playing awkward versions of old Southern rock songs? My dude, I have just the spot for you. Battlefield Earth, every Tuesday night at 10 p.m., only on WGXC and WGXC.org.
Thank you. Let's go once more. Keep the same tempo, okay? Remember again, family man, Sammy first, then you come in, all right?
Roll it! Roll it! Roll it! Roll it! Roll it! Roll it!
Yes, man!
Thank you. this.